first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Gilda Zellin reflects back on a puzzling memory.
About 25 years ago in Cedarhurst, Long Island, on bustling Central Avenue, the first of its kind coffee shop opened. It lasted about 1.5 years, then sadly closed. They built it and nobody came. Instead, people went to their usual diners, luncheonettes, or restaurants. I thought about this as I read that another coffee shop was opening on Pacific Avenue. Coffee shops are indeed a phenomenon of our culture. The other day, I was waiting for a friend in Starbucks. This Starbucks is tucked away in the back of a mini street mall area in Aptos Village. I was watching the endless stream of customers when my eyes glanced down to the floor in front of the ordering area, which was worn down through the varnish to the bare white wood with a slight depression. It was the exact length of the ordering area. How many people have stepped into that area to have made such a scratched-up imprint? I watched the line of knowledgeable feet step unknowingly right on the mark, order their complex combination of drinks, and drift off to the side to wait for their name to be called. Eventually, I too stood upon the haloed and hollowed piece of ground to place my drink order. I still wonder what happened in Cedarhurst so many years ago. What went wrong with a very upscale coffee shop in the center of a shopping area? As the King of Siam said to Anna, 'tis a puzzlement.
Gilda Zellin is a Santa Cruz resident and a published author. This piece was originally produced by Mead Fisher. If you have a story or an opinion you'd like to share, send a 240-word piece to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.